Now, after picking up a 2-0 victory in their opening game of the Avenir All-Ireland Cup last Saturday night in the showgrounds against Sligo Rovers, Cove United are back up in the showgrounds to take on Sligo Rovers this coming Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the SSE or Trinity League Women's Premier Division. Delighted to be joined by the Cove United manager, Phil Trill. And Phil, first, thanks a million again for joining us here on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. It's always a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure. We were only talking a couple of weeks ago, and of course, the first day the job had been done against Athlone. Your players were very professional getting the job done against Cork City in the second game after the late change in venue. And then last Saturday, back up to the scene of the wonderful success story last year, but most importantly, coming home with 3 points in the All-Ireland Cup.
Yeah, look, it's been a good start. You know, the players have adapted really well to what we're trying to ask them this year, and we're trying to improve on obviously last year. And look, it's been really positive. It was nice going up to the showgrounds. It was nice going back into that dressing room where the last time we left with a big steel friend. But yeah, look, really positive, good performance as well at the weekend. And look, we started on a good note anyway, so long may it continue, you know.
Yeah, and one thing you've been saying to me too, chatting, is but the importance of the strength of the squad. Like, you did make a few changes for the game against Sligo compared to the previous week against Cork too, and some of those changes stepped up and delivered.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's some. I to be fair, Darren, I think all of them came in and did really, really well. I thought they were really progressive and really positive, and you know, they added to what we had in the team. You know, so they performed really well. Happy with them overall. You know, I just thought it was good to have that level of performance all the way throughout.
One player, of course, I know, as you mentioned, all of them did well, but one player that certainly stood out would be Rolo Lasola, getting the 2 goals as well. Again, we talked about before about the importance of more goals this season. Well, there's plenty of candidates stepping up in the early matches.
I think it was 34 and 26 we got last season, and I think we've 9 and 3. So, yeah, look, it's very early days, but it comes from being fitter and working harder, and players understanding our system a bit better and putting themselves in goal scoring positions. You know, Rolla took our goals really well. Probably was unlucky not to have a hat trick leaving on that day, but yeah, look, really, really, really good. Delighted for the young kid again. You know, she's been around a while, but we still forget that she's only 18 years of age. And obviously showed some of our talents in the showgrounds, our blistering pace, for example, in getting the goals. But you know, we also had like a 16-year-old in midfield, 15-year-olds coming on off the bench, you know, and we had a bit of experience in there as well with Marie O'Sullivan coming in from ex Cork City. You know, came in and did really well. And so yeah, look, there was a good couple of changes, but look, I'm really happy with everyone, how they put up their hand and performed.
And Phil, even though we've discussed this before, how important is it to get game time in players there too? Because at the end of the day, as the old saying goes, 11 players are not going to win you a league title or win you cup competitions. That at least these players can put their hands up, those that got the opportunity last Saturday against Sligo can put their hands up and be strong contenders to be involved again this Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it's continuous as well. Like it is a marathon. Like, the league itself is 20 games, but then you've extra games in the cup as well. So you're probably talking around somewhere 26, 27 games for the year. So, you know, you can't keep going to the same 11 players all the time. Anyone that's performing really well will get the opportunity. And if they don't get the opportunity in the start, they usually get the opportunity coming off the bench as well. You know, so it is important that we keep everybody involved. We've a really, really good group. And we have to show faith in that group as well.
Now, that's those points are in the bank in the All-Ireland Cup, and Athlone Town beat Glentoran in the other game in the group. We'll talk about them again down the line. I know it's only 2 games gone, and you'll be reminding me again, but Galway United, top of the league, a good position to be in, but of course, it's about keeping that going now and trying to maintain a position like that.
Yeah, Darren. Look, we were top of the league in May, I think, last year as well, and we never got back up there again, you know. So we just need to be consistent with our performance. Need to be very, very disciplined in where we are. We're still very early days. There's still a lot more to come from us, I believe. So yeah, look, it's always a good place to be, but there's a lot more to come. I wouldn't get too into it, being honest again. Like I only probably started looking at the league table probably in October last season. I don't really care too much for it. I think you know yourself when you're playing well and your team is playing well, and we just need to make sure that we're playing well every time we step out on that pitch.
Yeah, as I say, when I do management myself, I never look at the league table to the second half of the season. But as a journalist, I suppose it's my job to be throwing it in there. Sligo Rovers again. How difficult or different is it when you're trying to prepare to take on a team exactly 7 days after you're in the same venue against the same opposition?
Look, I think it can be difficult, but I think it's also a case of it's 90 minutes. Like, let's just go and play. Like, they were difficult and they are tough to break down and they are hard to beat, and they will be physical. Everything we expected last week. I think we should be better for the fact that we played. It was our first game on grass this season. I think that should suit us better this week. We should know exactly. And we know the pitch, that kind of way. We know exactly where the bobbles are, where they're not, and where it dips, where it doesn't dip. And I have to say, overall, the showgrounds is a great surface. But having that experience last week, I think it is a really positive for us as a squad as well, and as a team, to know that, if we need to pull anyone or if anyone starts, etc., everyone's played there recently. So, I think it's really good. I think that's Sligo's first home game there this season as well. So, like, now we've both played there twice this year as well. So I think it's a good chance for us to kind of stamp our mark and hopefully perform really well up there. Again, it's difficult. It's going to be difficult. There's difficult conditions, and look, it's a very physical game. They're a very physical team. They make no bones about that. They do, and that's their strength. And look, I think it's going to be important how we find solutions to those problems.
Yeah, and the other thing as well, Phil, is that like, well, we've a good record against Sligo over the last season and a bit. The reality is, no game has ever been taken handy. There was only one goal contest or two goal contest last year, obviously, the two goal contest last Saturday. And Sligo Rovers, well, they've only played one game in the league so far and they're down the table. That was a draw against Shamrock Rovers. So, they'll still believe, despite their disappointment last week, that they can compete with Galway.
Absolutely, and they should believe. They should go into every game believing that they can pick up results. And that's what we want. We want teams that are at their best coming out to us, and we you don't want any gimme games. You want it to be tested every week. That's why it's the elite level. So I'm sure Tommy will do his homework. He'll review the footage, obviously, and with the staff based on last week's performance, and as we do as well. And we'll continue to try and improve and get better and maybe pose a couple of new problems. But yeah, look, they're a good team. They've improved. They'll be hard. They'll take more points off other teams as well. We just have to hope, on Saturday our performance is good enough that they don't end up taking points off us.
And when you say they've improved, like you mentioned already there, they did a lot what you expected out of them to come. Was there any what areas in particular where they kind of caught you off guard? Like I know they came close to a goal chance themselves. Obviously, Rowley came close to the hat trick too, with the keeper pulling off the save. Was there anything new you picked up from Sligo in particular last week?
Oh yeah, look, you learn every game. I don't think I'll expect them to go in the same way, being honest. I think there'll be one or two nuances that they'll get, and we'll hopefully have solutions for as well. But look, it's we're a bit obsessive in that, it's constantly watching footage and trying to create new ideas with the staff and the players as well, and in new ways to find solutions. And I think we did that on Saturday, by the way, as well. Like, Rolla hadn't started yet this year and was really effective in the game as well. And so were the other players. So they're new solutions as well. And yeah, I think hopefully we've picked up one or two things during the week where we see areas of weakness. But again, they are a good side. They are very physical. And they'll make it a tough place to go,
Just when you mentioned Rolla there again and how young she is. Of course, the Ireland under 19s are out the week after this game, and you've Eve Dawson, you've Kate Thompson, you've Rolla Olasola all involved with that. Will they be available for you Saturday, or how does that? I know you're not playing the following weekend, so will it affect you at all in regards to your preparations for this match?
No. So I think they report into camp on Sunday, and that's where that goes, and then they're away for 2 weeks. And look, it's a great honor for them representing their country, and I think they have three games over that period. So we wish them all the best, and we're probably acquitted in saying that there probably should be more players from Galway going. But that's an age-old story in terms of there seems to be a bias constantly with Dublin clubs, and we want more and more of our ladies getting recognised. And look, the only way to do that, I suppose, Darren, is continually just keep performing and keeping our head down and keep working on ourselves and improving ourselves. So No, they'll be with us this Saturday, and then they'll be away then for the 10 days or whatever the camp is.
And even Philip, I'll just take you to that point before we wrap up. Do you reckon the fact now that we have a national league is going to help deal with that? Because it's easy, I don't want to use the term closed shop, but it's easy for, I suppose, that bias you touched on in Dublin clubs to be there. But now the fact that we're seeing teams from all over the country competing regularly, that will open more doors for, say, many of your Galway United players, who, as you mentioned there already, you have them from 15 going up.
I hope so, Darren, but you know, these structures have been in place for a while, but I don't think the people believe in the structures. You know, I think there's been really good performances even last year where some of our players should have got a bit more recognition. And I just firmly don't believe at the moment that people are taking notice. I think, you know, it's like that magic plane. As soon as you go across to England, people automatically think that you're an excellent player. And granted, you've definitely done something right to get there, but we've so much talent in our country. We've so much talent, and not just Galway United based, by the way. We've so much talent all around, and I just feel that for the league as a whole, we probably need to give more a bit more respect to the players from outside of Dublin, and for football as a whole as well, because you know they need young girls around the country need to know that they have internationals on their doorstep, senior internationals on their doorstep. We've loads of underage ones, but we need to know that we have senior internationals on our doorstep. And you know, we look you look at it, you just look at our squad, you look at the quality Julianne Russell brings to us, like. You know, Ash Meany has appeared at senior level as well. You know, they have so much quality, but you know, we just need them to be given that opportunity again. You know, I feel it's something important for growing the game in Ireland as well.
Would you like to see Eileen Gleeson at more Premier Division games?
As any for a start, there, I'm being really honest. Yeah, definitely. You know, like, look, I've made no secret about it. I just think like. There needs to be more done. There needs to be more contact. There needs to be anything like come and watch us. And I get that everything's on a stream now as well, but come and just be visible because at least then the players know that they are being looked at. Whereas anyone can watch them on a stream, you know, or anyone can say they've watched them on a stream. We just need more people to get involved and actively come out and pay attention to the players because we've so much talent there. Like we've such an incredible squad. I think we've 15 out of the last 17 games we've kept a clean sheet. Like that's incredible, but it comes from playing good football, being progressive, and now we're starting to score goals as well. So I just it's the whole reason I'm involved in the game, Darren, is just try and give these ladies the respect they deserve. That's all.